What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 278. In this episode, I'll discuss an article comparing Kcentra with FEBA. Answer the drug information question, does ibuprofen accumulate in renal insufficiency, and share a resource for individualizing antibiotic dosing. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode278. The article for this episode is titled Activated Prothrombin Complex Concentrate versus Four-Factor Prothrombin Complex Concentrate for Vitamin K Antagonist Reversal. The lead author is Sean Rowe, and this was published in Critical Care Medicine, March 2018. Both four-factor PCC, Kcentra, and activated PCCs, FEBA, are known to reverse the effects of warfarin. The authors of the study sought to compare the INR normalization efficacy of Kcentra and FEBA, and to evaluate the thrombotic complications in patients treated with these products for warfarin-associated hemorrhage. The study was a retrospective multi-center cohort design in a large community teaching hospital. Patients were included if they were greater than 18 years old and received either FEBA or Kcentra for the treatment of warfarin-associated hemorrhage. There were several exclusion criteria, including patients who received either agent for an indication other than warfarin-associated hemorrhage, had a baseline INR of less than 2, received a massive transfusion, received FFP, or were treated for an acute warfarin ingestion. Patients in the FEBA group with an INR of less than 5 received 500 units, and those with an INR greater than 5 received 1,000 units. Patients in the Kcentra group received the FDA-approved dosing algorithm. A total of 158 patients were included in the final analysis. 118 received FEBA and 40 received Kcentra. Those in the Kcentra group had a higher pretreatment INR of 3.5 versus 2.7. However, the post-treatment INR was similar between the groups. There was also no difference in the ability to achieve a post-treatment INR of less than 1.4 in either group. Those in the FEBA group did have a higher odds of achieving a post-treatment INR of less than 1.2 for an odds ratio of 3.23. There was only one post-treatment thrombotic complication reported, which occurred in the Kcentra group. The authors concluded a low fixed dose of activated prothrombin complex concentrate was as effective as a standard dose of four-factor prothrombin complex concentrate for normalization of INR. In addition, we did not see an increase in thrombotic events. The concern with activated factor-based products like FEBA is that the risk of thrombosis is perceived to be higher compared with non-activated products like Kcentra. It's reassuring that the only thrombotic event, a stroke, occurred in the Kcentra and not the FEBA group. Hopefully, more comparisons of these two products will be made in the future. The fixed dosing approach with FEBA has a time-to-therapy advantage over Kcentra. All patients with a major hemorrhage and history of warfarin use could receive a 500-unit dose immediately, and the balance of the dose could be given if the initial INR comes back above 5. In addition, FEBA should be much less expensive than Kcentra at the doses used in this study, although that does depend on your hospital's acquisition cost. The drug information question for this episode is, does ibuprofen accumulate in renal insufficiency? And the answer is no. Ibuprofen is metabolized to inactive compounds hepatically via oxidation. Several of these compounds are dialyzable, and the half-life of ibuprofen in end-stage renal disease is unchanged compared to adult patients without end-stage renal disease. If a patient on dialysis does have residual urine output, ibuprofen, like any other NSAID, has the potential to be nephrotoxic and eliminate the patient's residual urine output. While this is not likely to be clinically significant, it could be psychologically significant to a patient that values preserving their residual urine output. And the resource for this episode is an application designed to facilitate individually designed optimum dosing strategies for antimicrobials. The application is called ID-ODS. It's a simulation tool with an extensive model library built from population pharmacokinetic models that were published in high-quality peer-reviewed literature. Based on patient demographic information readily available at the bedside, ID-ODS incorporates Monte Carlo simulation and Bayesian feedback into the design of personalized dosing regimens. The application is currently available for free on mobile and desktop devices and as a web app as well. And you get a link to the site at the bottom of the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode278. This information that the application gives serves as an extra data point. I use it as a form of decision support whenever I have a patient at extremes of both body weight and renal function and need to dose their antibiotics. To help you easily remember antibiotic spectrum of activity, I created a free visual critical care antibiotic guide. You can get the guide in my download area by going to pharmacyjoe.com/free. It's download number one. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.